Good evening, everyone. You've tuned in to Radiance by Design. My name is Veronica Entwistle, for those of you who don't know that. Radiance by Design is a show all about you. I'm an intuitive and energy counselor, and my guides and angels, oh, they've brought so much information through me to my many clients over the years. And every week on Radiance by Design, we talk to you about something. And this week, we want to talk about being yourself. So again, we're talking to you about you. And I'm really hoping that we'll have some callers. Not hoping. I'm saying, okay, ladies and gentlemen, call in, because we're going to have some fun tonight. And what I'd really like to do after our meditation is, when you call in, or maybe even if you don't call in, we're going to look at you and see what's really in your soul journey, in your dharma, which is, now the dharma, apparently, according to Aravinda, who is my paradigm shifter this week, the dharma is what the whole collective is trying to accomplish at this time in history. Well, I think a lot of it's happening in American politics, but we won't talk about that too much tonight. And the dharma is who you are and what it is you're trying to accomplish in this lifetime. And how are you doing on that? And how many of you are really aware of who you are and what it is you want to accomplish in this life? Sometimes it's easy to find out, well, not easy, but sometimes when we're on track with the kind of time-released gifting that seems to be deep within us, things come to us very easily. Have you ever noticed that? Say you're an inventor and all the pieces and the connections roll to you as you're putting your wonderful ideas to work, then you're probably on track with your gift. Or in my case, as an intuitive, I didn't want to be an intuitive. No way. Because I was always told I might be crazy when I was little, and I'm sure I've been crazy in several other past lives. And I've been tempted to feel crazy in this life. Anyway, I always had visions out of control, and I saw things and knew things that I had no right to see or know. So I did a lot to stop those visions, because I did not want to be a psychic, which I thought would be a kind of flaky thing to be. I was way more intelligent than that, right? But you know what happens is suddenly things break open inside, and no matter what I did to stop the visions, and as a lot of you know, if you have fluctuating blood sugar problems like diabetes, hypoglycemia, I can't think of other things. Some people will get banged on the head. If you have those kinds of problems, you can get visions out of control, very strange vision experiences. And so I went into diet. I went into nutrition. I didn't actually study nutrition. I went into health foods. And I studied nutrition my way, morning, noon, and night. I practically slept with my books, and I worked with them all day, and I worked on my little body in such a way as I could straighten out any blood sugar problems, or I was getting into the brain gland problems, thyroid problems, all those things that can tweak your perceptions so that I could straighten out my visions, and boy, did they ever straighten out. The other thing I did was did a lot of physical workout, not in a gym because I was kind of teacher-phobic and was kind of holing up in my time of self-exploration. So I would do a really wild workout, and I would do that in order to stimulate my brain, my body, my heartbeat, and all of that, and offset what might be these kind of vague visioning experiences that would come through. So guess what happened is I got really good at having visions that were up to me looking instead of having them take me. I began to look on purpose and really enjoy the fact that I got answers. I got to see things. The process was way longer than that. Why did I go into all that? Oh, because I really believe now, or I believed finally back then, that it was in my soul journey. And I really was meant in this lifetime to bring that forward, no matter what I thought about it. Why was I meant to bring it forward? Because I was meant to work with ways of helping people, and also, like a lot of you, to participate in these absolutely exciting, changing times called the shift. And many of you are working very, very hard on ascension, on moving out of the limiting consciousness that you've had, and learning to create your reality, heal your past. I don't know if we actually heal the past. Release yourself from the effects of the past, the limiting beliefs that you got from the past. Many of you are working very hard on this, and then also the process of creating your reality. Me too. So Radiance by Design talks about how all of these things come together. We have these soul journey drives, we have these gifts and so on, and then we radiate out into the world what's inside of us. So if we have a lot of conflicts, self-suppression, we radiate that as well. So another thing we're going to add tonight is doing subtle energy work to help people, flow out of their body, mind, very suppressive or restricting energies that will prevent your gifts from flowing forward and really being on the planet the way you want them to be before you leave the planet. So let's start off. I love to do the sacred geometric meditations. Let's start off with those. And in that structure that we create, my guides always call them the structures. In those structures that we create, you can find a very safe place to do your manifestations, to do your affirmations, visualizations, healing work, and really see. You can really ask questions and see some of the gifts that might want to be coming up in you. So if you'd like to join me, close your eyes, take a couple of deep breaths. Remember, we take the breaths to detoxify our thinking, feeling, and emotional stuff and disconnect. Yeah. And let's call in above your head about 2 miles, a golden ball, a beautiful, shiny, shiny golden ball. And one below your spine, about 40 feet. And drop a filament of gold light from the upper golden ball through your spine and into the lower golden ball. And now outside, let's drop from the upper golden ball, we'll drop a four-sided pyramid. And all the lines of that pyramid are gold. And we drop it to about waist height. Good. And then meeting it point to point, we do an upside-down pyramid. And the point of that, of course, is low. So it meets the lower golden ball. And what you have around you, in essence, is a huge octahedron, an eight-sided structure. And now inside of that, let's create. The guide said today it's really fun to sometimes create, instead of a crystal ball, create a bell. So let's create a bell around that. Seems like the top curves of the bell nudge the inside of our structure, and then the bottom flare of the bell hits the inside of the structure. Mm-hmm. Now it feels to me, I don't know how many of you can actually feel these creations as we do them, but it feels kind of different than the crystal ball. And now inside of that bell, you're going to be in a double tetrahedron, which is a three-sided pyramid pointing up and a three-sided pyramid pointing down. So it's kind of a diamond shape. And now spin and spin and spin in your diamond. Yeah. And the bell's kind of, it's funny about the bell because it makes me want to swing it or something, you know. Anyway, so here we are spinning inside of the bell, and what's happening with you? And as we spin and spin and spin and spin and spin, see in front of you this wonderful crystal grid. And on the grid, we're going to place little scenarios or little movies of things that we want to create. Now, this show tonight is all about who you really are, so let's take a look at the first scenario and have it be something that you're aspiring to. What is it you really want to become in this life? And you may be really content with who you are, but usually there's something directing itself for further search, further expansion, further love, whatever. I always like to see myself as being radiantly multidimensional, very loving, and certainly able to function on all the dimensions at once. Is that asking too much? I don't know. I don't think so. So when you've got yourself doing what it is you want to do and be, okay, and move to, wrap that in light, and move along our little grid to the next scenario, which is where you see yourself creating this amazing project you want. Maybe it's creating a home and family. Maybe it's creating a book, a movie. Doesn't matter. what is it you want to create? See all the resources coming to you and see yourself being able to create it without any problems. Mm-hmm. And then see it actually happening, functioning. See yourself enjoying it, smiling, maybe even having a blast. I have two projects that are kind of similar, and they're both just pumping like mad. And when the project goes well, what happens is you see that it's sustaining the resource flow, the flow of resources coming in and out, working with you and the universe. Yeah. And now wrap that all in light. And let's take a few steps to our galactic healing center. Now, in the first, remember that we bring in a fresh table and we bring our healing team in, and they stand around the table in an amazing circle. Mine are looking different. Who's in your healing team? Mine are a little different tonight than they were the last time I did it. Mm-hmm. And the first person who lies on the table is you, or in my case, me. So let's lie on the table and either ask for specific guidance or help for healing, or ask them what it is you need. Okay, and watch how they work, or sense how they work. Yeah. Oh my, there's a lot of energy with this, isn't there? Mm-hmm. And as they work, now if you're doing this but when you're on your own, you can take a lot longer. But as they work, ask if there's anything that you need to learn or anything that you could do to further your own evolution this way. And you may want to write it down. Good work. All right, I'm going to wrap that one in light. I'm going to say, move it to the side so in light it can still gestate its healing process. And now we're going to replicate the team and have a fresh table. And who comes into your table? Okay. Ah, interesting. I see a woman who's been very, very ill, and she started to get better. And I think there's a bit of a relapse going on. Who do you see there? Did you call in someone you know, or did you just let the person show up? Mm-hmm. And then let that energy start working on this person. Now remember, ladies and gentlemen, if we're not supposed to do this work, it'll be made clear to us, eh? That's it. Okay. That's right. And then ask for some advice for this person. It's interesting because this person that's on my table is very ill, and that team is saying to them, forgiveness would relieve a lot of your pain and suffering. Seems like she may or may not make it, I'm not sure, as far as living goes, but they're telling her that she needs to do some very deep forgiveness. And you know, that's the stuff that heals the soul, even if the body doesn't get fixed, in quotes. So let's just send her love, and you finish working with the person you're working with. We'll wrap this scenario in light. I always like to do three of them. Nice basic number. Yeah. And in the third one, the team replicates itself, and in comes another person. Okay. Oh, how interesting. I see a little boy comes in, and he's bringing his dad. He wants his dad to be worked on. That's the little boy's higher self, isn't it? Okay, and the team works on his dad. Okay, and they're doing a lot of work on his second chakra. And they're pulling a lot out of him. And once again, I have this little being who comes in who has like a long vacuum tool that seems to be a part of his body somehow. It's all white and folded like a vacuum hose. And he's pulling out of my little friend here's head and out of his neck and out of his chest and out of his belly. He's pulling stuff with this vacuum. And then we ask if there's any message for him. Now, that's really interesting because they're telling me that he's very conflicted about what his journey is about and who he is this time. So I'm asking them to work with him on this, and then later in my meditation I'll do some more work with him. Probably surprise him a little. Okay, and we wrap that scenario in light. Now we'll call in. Let's call in. You know, we could talk about politics, and there are some issues that are going on that I really think we should fan the flames of. Well, Bob was telling me about this woman named Elizabeth Warren, who seems to have quite a perspective about the financial structures, the economic structures that are probably dubious for a lot of us right now. Anyway, I feel like we should just call her forth and send her light, because she's trying to do some very, very powerful work to even things out on the level of the banks, set the tone for a new style of economic, what will we say? I always pray for a win-win reality on the planet. I think that's simple enough. I'm going to get really simple here because I'm not going to be political on this show. However, for us to consciously bring in light and run it through our hearts and send it out and really support certain beings that we want to come behind because of the honor and integrity of what they're doing, I think it's really important. So I'm doing that with Elizabeth Warren tonight and asking the guides and angels to be with her, surround her with light, and to fill her heart and soul with absolute courage and light, and may her radiance resonate with and touch many of the people that are in the power position. And support the win-win on the planet. Okay, now, so call in the light again, and then bring a nice sort of a salmony color, a really bright light of harmony in through your body. Send it out through your heart with love. And send it to the places where there's war, where there are hot spots of poverty, of terrible tensions and sickness. Send it to the hot spots that you're aware of, the challenging places that you're aware of, and then send it all around the world. So our beautiful, beautiful Earth Mother, Mother Earth, is absolutely swathed in this amazing light of harmony, which you share so beautifully, and have it spin around the world and come back into our hearts. Good. And now, shoot back up into the Great Central Sun. Now we're going to pop into the spinning double tetrahedron inside the bell, inside the octahedron. Just chop in there. Spin and spin and spin and spin and spin. Oops, take a minute, go back and close off the Galactic Healing Center. And now come back in and spin and spin and spin and spin and spin. And some people get really dizzy spinning, isn't it fun? And now come back into the room with me. I'd love it if you call in. And what I'd really like to talk to you about tonight is your gifts. What's going on in your world, in your life? Have you figured out what your gifts are and what your goals are in this life? Would you like to call in and talk about it, or shall I just pick you out of an invisible audience? Call in at 888-815-9756, 888-815-9756. Now, I hope the lines will fill up. We have 530-327-7602, 530-327-7602. I'll read another one, 530-776-5185. There's enough lines for you guys to call in and ask questions. Even when somebody else is on the line, you can call in anyway, and there'll be a line waiting just for you. So what is it that you truly, truly want to do? I see people suffering all over the place because they're really trying to fit themselves into the shoe. And I guess it's no accident that Cinderella's ugly stepsisters were really fighting to fit themselves into the shoe. And I'll let you be the shoe in and talk on the air with me tonight. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi.
Veronica, this is Cynthia.
Hi, Cynthia. How are you doing?
Yay, I got my computer.
Welcome back, darling. Cynthia was offline for a little while.
Yes, way too long. Well, let me see. I'm kind of doing okay. I was liking your question about gifts, and I used to think one of my gifts was my ability to make decisions, which has kind of abandoned me for a little while. And even though, you know, I made that huge decision to leave California, which took more energy than I realized and took more courage than I thought. And Milwaukee's been harder than I thought. Mm-hmm. And it's been full of gifts, too. So I wouldn't change anything. But I have one minor issue and one major issue. You know, I think I emailed you about wanting or feeling a need to downsize because Cassandra's going to stay. My daughter's going to stay in Pennsylvania.
Okay.
And I'm going to be leaving in a few days to take her things that are here. And I'm okay with that. That feels okay for me.
Cynthia has been through a huge transformational time, and her children have gone through a variety of current challenges. Can I say what they are, Cynthia?
Sure, certainly.
Yeah. Cassandra, who's a lovely, lovely soul, got caught up in the drug scene and is just coming through rehab and semi-independent living, I think, hey?
Yes, so she did the rehab. She did sober living environment. Now she's going to actually go and get her own little apartment with a friend.
Good for her.
And I'm okay with all of that. I mean, this is the first time in my life, though, I've lived by myself.
Wow.
Ever. So, you know, at my age, it's different, but I'm okay. And I've been wanting to downsize, and my apartment complex is willing to work with me a little. But they still want what they want. And so I keep on having a difficult time. There's room available on the west side of the building, but I'm going to hold out for a studio facing the east and facing the lake.
Good.
And I feel like that's what I need to do. I just want to make sure I don't put myself into an environment that I'm going to be claustrophobic because, you know, it's going to be like 500 square feet or less.
You just want your face to look out the window. I love having it.
I feel all good. I look at it tomorrow. There's no guarantee that it's, you know, that they're going to let me do it, but it feels like that's the right thing to do. But I guess my thing was it's taken so much energy out of me for like a week or two just deciding on what side of the building. I mean, now I've come through it, and I've decided I'm going to wait for the studio, and I'm trying to save my ex-husband some money, but it's going to take a little bit longer than he would like. But again, I'm still looking for work. I'm not as aggressively looking as I could be, but I did go yesterday to the Milwaukee Brewer baseball office because they had something on the Internet, and I wanted to know if you could feel if that could be a fit.
That's quite good. What I want to say first of all, Cynthia, is that in the changes that Cynthia's gone through, people, that like many of you who listen to this show, you go through these incredible, almost like traps by the labyrinth of life on this planet. And you go and you squeeze yourself through it and squeeze yourself through it. And Cynthia, you're getting more and more refined inside as you do. You seem to be dropping off some of the old defenses and reactions you used to have. It's like you're purifying yourself, and it's a hard job the way you're doing it. But and it looks like you have a good possibility with the job that you're looking for. But I'm mostly interested in the fact that your light's coming up and your gifts are going to start popping up more and more. You're going to find it much easier to find your place on this planet pretty soon. So it's like not a waste, not a waste when we go through those periods of time where we don't know what the heck is being asked of us anymore, you know?
I think
it's like being in a rock tumbler, isn't it?
Well, yeah. I mean, I feel like, you know, this cycle that I've been in has lasted much longer than I ever anticipated.
Mm-hmm.
However, you know, being able to shift all the resentment toward my mom and my dad, there's been a tremendous inner shift with that, and I'm very, very grateful. I don't know why I couldn't have done that in California. I had to
we don't do
California
that, Cynthia.
Pardon?
You don't do that, because, like, okay, one of the reasons it could be is that in California, where you were, the energy fields that are natural to that part of the land were not conducive to really cracking open things that were blocked in you. Remember, energy breaks up the congestion, and the way it was rising in you, the energies of the land didn't meet that and help you break it. If you look at it that way,
okay,
it makes more sense, doesn't it?
Well, it does help me. I guess I was kind of like beating myself up for why couldn't I do it there? Why did I have to like move cross country to get this happening? I mean, I
think there are two reasons. One is the energy that you were in had to be broken up, okay? And the other is, again, the land. Don't underestimate the value of paying attention to the energy of the land, ladies and gentlemen. Believe me, it makes so much sense.
So, I mean, Carmel is a beautiful, beautiful place on the planet. So it just seems so much like a paradox to me that one of the most beautiful places I've ever seen that I spent an incredible amount of time in would not provide the energy that I needed.
Well, it's an energy for you have a different frequency. This show is called Radiance by Design for a reason. You have a very different frequency. What's rising up in you wants to become almost more peaceful and more vibrant all at once, you see? And it's like acupuncture. You know what acupuncture is like. It pokes you and then, boom, some of the densities move along, right? And the energy of the land in Carmel didn't acupuncture you, if you want to look at it that way. And it's different for everyone, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I did a tremendous walkabout once, and I landed in Tucson, which is what, and there's so much electricity in the land, and that's what I needed. It really smacked me open and smacked me open until it was time to leave. It was good, but it was enough, you know?
Sure. Well, I do find myself getting a little homesick from time to time, which I'm assuming is a natural course of things.
Mm-hmm.
I do, meaning for the beach. I do.
Unless you're hard-hearted.
Yes. And I get a little, how can I say this, judgmental, which I'd like to drop. When I was working with the meditation with you, I would like to give up my judgment about people who smoke and people who throw cigarette butts on the ground and people that throw trash and that they don't care, and I want to just shake them. But
sometimes
you
have to lead instead of reacting, right?
Right. So I pick up trash when I can.
Good girl.
do that and say, well, at least I can pick up the trash. Maybe that will help me drop the resentment, and that does help. So I guess I still feel like this stop off in Milwaukee is that, and at the same time, I want to make sure I enjoy my time here. And I know financially I really need to get a job fairly soon, you know, within 30 days or so. And yet I find myself walking in circles. So I'm hoping
Let me ask you this. Do you know what you want to do as far as the job goes? I mean,
such a great question. You know, I seem to be backing into what I don't want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to get caught up in a general manager's position of a restaurant because it would swallow me whole. Mm-hmm. I don't want to do that. I could do anything, yet I'm doing nothing. I mean, the fact that I went out to this baseball stadium yesterday, and I did get real excited about going there. Of course, I did not have an appointment. I heard about the job. I went out and applied and left my resume and a cover letter for the person that might have placed the ad. I didn't hear from them today, but I was hoping to maybe call them and follow up tomorrow. It's a hospitality manager, basically, for the baseball team and the baseball field when there's games and things. I love sports and I love hospitality, so I thought it would be a good fit.
Will they have two people in that role?
I don't know.
I think so, and I think you have a good chance at it.
Okay, should I follow up? I mean, like,
yeah,
should I
would. Call them. Mm-hmm. Get in their faces and just really do it. I just want to say this, that what's emerging in you is several different options, so just follow them. Go for the job leads, but trust your gut. You got to go into your stomach to find out which ones you really want to do. And Jackie's show after this is all about living our dream. And I want to say to you, dream big and start to really feel what it is you want to be doing, because you have some very interesting skills and talents you're going to mingle into your next job. There's a man involved who, again, might become a boyfriend, but I think at this point he's just really got a lot to do with getting your business going. And you're going to do something that is almost quasi autonomous in a way. Not like you'd be a total freelancer, but something of that ilk. And you'll help a lot of people get things organized. So that's coming up for you, and it's rising in you because it's almost time for you to work. Even though you've tried,
yes,
you haven't really felt like it was time yet.
No, I haven't felt that, but now I'm getting very bored.
Yeah. Well, what we're saying, this whole show is about being who you really are, and what they're saying is that you have different talents, or your talents are taking different priorities inside of you these days, and all of a sudden you'll find yourself moving toward a certain style of job. I'm not sure you won't get that one, actually, but it looks like it'll be a smaller version, as if you would be someone's high-level assistant at first or something. But there's also a man coming up who's going to have something to do with you being led into a better job.
Oh, okay. As a like a connector from that, from whatever shows up?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So,
okay. I know you tell me to dream big, and I do want to do other things. I don't know if it will be out of the Milwaukee area or when I will be ready, but, you know, I do want to travel, and I do want to speak, and I want people to kind of, if they go through a tough time, especially like I've been through, if I could help them do it with ease and grace, I guess.
Well, I think you're going to do that. I think you're going to bring all of that forward, but first you're going to get a job that is not quite full-time at first, but it will become.
Okay.
All right, so keep us posted, and we'll send you light, and I'm excited to say that your gifts are shifting in priority inside, and they're going to make combination. They're going to combine in such a way as to give you a different point of view, so have fun with it.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, Veronica. Glad to hear your voice. I'll talk to you soon.
Nice to hear yours, yeah. See, that's really interesting, is that that was quite a good call, and I know she talked for quite a while, but she covered many of the aspects of what it's like to follow your own gifts, and I'm glad you're calling in. You're on the air.
Hello, Veronica?
Hi.
Hi, this is Stephanie from Tucson.
Hi, Stephanie from Tucson. How are you?
I'm doing okay, and it's actually a good subject matter for me to call in on. I've been practicing as an energy healer, intuitive channeling for 16 years, and I'm kind of at a place where today I was just asking myself, where do I go from here? I've closed my practice. I'm working just a couple days a week, and I just really, really don't know where to go from here, where to focus with my work, or if I should just take a random job somewhere and just kind of not do the healing work for a while.
You know,
so
it's really
calling in to.
Yeah, I'm really glad you are calling in. How's your health, Stephanie?
It's not so good, but not so bad. It's really, I never know from day to day.
Well, here's what the guides are showing right away in your body mind is that you have to stop the way you've been doing things. And you know what that's like. You've been there before. And then there's this unfoldment going on, which is very, very richly spiritual. There's deep intuitive understandings, which you're used to, but this is a new level. And there's all this, it's like beautiful water flushing through you. They want you to take time and take things easily for a while, off and on. But you're still working, aren't you? You look like you're still working.
A little bit.
You like
a
that?
A little bit.
Do you like that?
I liked the little bit part because, you know, sometimes it's really great and other times it'll just put me to bed, really.
Well, did you have a near-death experience recently?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. Yeah, this is needing, this made me cry a little. This is needing some transformational processing. You know how when people have, I don't know, most of you at home listeners, when people have a near-death experience, it doesn't just mean, oh, did I have this experience? It takes quite a while for it to move through the system and integrate its the wisdom, to be integrated, all the visions and whatever else goes on. And they're showing that in your body, which is very fragile right now, you're actually transforming a really intense personal journey. I know you've had journeys in your household and so on, but this is about you with you, and I think it's a near-death. And there's going to be an unfoldment of amazing spiritual learning and wisdom, and then you're going to stand up and do your business differently. And I don't know how that is. It's more like it's, I know you've been to John of God, and I know there's a sec. I haven't been there, but I know there's a section where these people of high energy just sit to hold the energy.
Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh.
You're going to be doing some of that kind of work. Does that sound kind of crazy?
No, not at all.
But it's because of a near-death that you had that you're open enough to be able to unfold in such a fashion. So, again, we're saying probably to do a bit of work here and there is good for you. And try to let the unfoldment go on. You need to breathe. You need to, of course, we all need to breathe, don't we? But I'm thinking a little bit more.
But I agree with you on the breathing part. That is exactly what keeps coming to me is the breath work that I've done in the past that's helped me really transform through a lot of processes.
And you need to because, again, for everybody at home who aren't experienced with this, is when you're undergoing such a huge integration, you need to really help it along or it can blow your health.
So, exactly.
You're kind of like in the, you're the chrysalis, right?
Yeah, that's a good description, yeah.
And you're in such a lot of transformational process. I want to kind of baby you a little and look after your physical. Some people, I've talked to Stephanie before, and Stephanie's, we'll put it this way, astrologically, you go through your body. So some people will transform in such a way as to feel like they're going crazy. Other people will just keep getting sick. And so physically, your body is really fraught by the amount of transformation that's going to go on through you. You know that.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
Do you have anybody to work on your body?
A few people, yeah. It seems a bit much even though at this point, you know, to have an acupuncture appointment, which I've been doing periodically, it can lay me out for 3 days. So yeah. I'm a little cautious and kind of spreading it out a bit and just trying to get strong enough for, you know, the kids' graduation and all that that's coming up. So I'm just
saying to you that the technique of breathing is your best. You know that.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, thank you for that.
And you might want to share with people a style because, I mean, I can do that too, but you're a little wizard-esque.
Yeah.
You want to share a style of conscious breathing?
Well, the conscious breathing is just that, it just goes into its own rhythm and then it clears whatever is congested on its own. So it's just a matter of focusing on breath for me, on the in and out breath, and then eventually it becomes its own rhythm. And in that process, and bathtubs are the best place to do it for me, then the most of the clearing occurs.
That's really good. So we're saying that kind of approach is going to help you more than anything. And rushing is not going to work. And to make it through the graduations, you better do a lot of
right. And my little Sarah got her pilot's license today.
Yay, Sarah. Sarah's 17?
Right. She just turned 18, yeah.
Wow. Good. Congratulations, Sarah. Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
Well, good for you. Yeah, so you're doing some good work, you know?
Yeah, holding the family as much as I can and not doing much else at the moment. But I expect I'll get back up at some point, which I didn't really think in the past few months. I didn't think I'd ever get up again. So,
well, I believe
it
you
looks
will.
Like I'm here for another round.
Yay. Gong! Thanks for your call, and I hope you'll call in again and let us know how it's going.
All right. Thank you very much, Ronnie.
Bye, Steph. Now, that's really interesting because we don't have a lot of people calling in who've had a near-death experience. But the other thing about Stephanie is that her spiritual transformations go right through her physical. And Jackie Salvitti has some of that, doesn't she? She's going to be on right after this, an ET healing and explorations in consciousness. Some people, whenever they're transforming, get physically ill and they have to go through the body. Some of you get really sort of vague and can't really function mentally or nervously. Some combine all of it. But anyway, Stephanie's thing about the near-death experience is very interesting, too, because with a near-death experience, it means that you die for a short period of time. But what happens to that is it seems to evoke an amazing awareness of other dimensions. But anything that I've read about it, people that I've talked to, it's been quite a long process. So if you're going to process through physical, then the person might get sick for quite a while. And then in that process, there's time to engage different levels of your consciousness in the awakening to that which exists beyond the third dimension. So her process is a little bit slower than she'd like because it's pretty uncomfortable. But I watch this, and she's going to be teaching very multidimensional work because of and holding the light for many people because of having a near-death experience. Isn't that interesting? So we've had our last two callers. Call in again. We've got time. So we're having Cynthia and then Stephanie. I go, Cynthia's process of spiritual evolution has been through her whole family breaking down, having to leave where she was, tracking down her kids, finding herself without a job, looking for jobs. But in the meantime, she's growing and growing and getting more and more aligned with that which I would call her dharma, her own soul's journey. Very interesting how people have to do that. Many times, and I've had to do this, and I've got many, many friends who've done this as well, where when it's time to make a huge change inside, you've got to kind of get away from whatever environment you're in. And again, it's because for some of us anyway, when you get some distance, then you begin to see life differently. And the other aspect that I think is extremely important is the energy of the land, which works with us. We work in a symbiosis with it. You know, we vibrate to it or it vibrates to us. When we're changing and we're bringing through gifts, that deep, deep inner frequencies that we are need to be nurtured or need to be touched by something. And sometimes that means moving over the land and finding a whole different frequency from different parts of the land. You guys know about vortices, and like in Sedona, we have all these different vortex sites and so on. They all have a really strong vibrational reality. And when that works with you, the harmony of the, or it isn't necessarily the harmony. Sometimes it's the reaction between those two energy sources is really amazingly quick at awakening you. So for Stephanie's near-death experience, for example, sometimes the lay of the land in different places, and Stephanie probably knows this, being a good intuitive, where you go to a slightly different environment, all of a sudden there's an ease or the transformation that's going on inside. A little bit like her breathing techniques will really amp up the ability to come into a time where you've made peace with change. And not only have you made peace with it in your head, but you are different as a result of the change. I started saying before the first caller that that the Cinderella, the fairy tale Cinderella, it was sort of interesting to me to talking about being really who we are and having who we are come on up, and that so many of us try to stick our feet into shoes that don't fit. And then I think of Cinderella and the ugly stepmother. Meaning, oh, I have more clients that'll phone and go, okay, if I find the right man and if I, or the right woman, and if I get the right job and if I have the right house, then all will be well. Well, guess what? If there's a possibility that in your particular dharma, the right man, the right woman, the right house, the right job, the right child will be fulfilling for you. But guess what? In most cases, from what I've seen, that's really not going to be the answer. That's like the ugly stepsister trying to jam the shoe on her big foot when it was so delicately designed for Ms. Cinderella. Or at least it was designed so that it would fit the person who could fit the role, whose soul journey fit the role, right? So it's really interesting to me as we try to jam ourselves into all kinds of situations, our three-piece suit, our security is flopping all over the place on our planet these days. And what we've heard is, we've heard this for a long time, this is a period of the shift, meaning that humanity itself could become quite a different species. Instead of being in the shoes that don't quite fit and so on, we're being bidden by, I believe, by universal downloads and inspiration and spirit and so on to move into a time where we're unlimiting ourselves and becoming really true to the inner light that we are. And the inner light in you is different than the one in me. You're the only one in the universe with your job. And how do we get in touch with who we really are? Well, I want to finish that thought about the shift. If more and more of us get into the truth of who we really are, and some of you, and you know who you are most of the time, are busy leading the way. You're busily trying to be in the center of who you are, becoming in truth and the integrity of who you are. You're really trying to do that. And then as you radiate that out, that really touches the people around you to be able to do that as well. And if enough do it, and I think I heard it was something like 1% of the planet or 0.1% or something. If enough people do that, then humanity is different. It starts to contagiously shift out of what's been a limited, rather uncomfortable, and quite often stifled format. You know, people are trying to live in the funny shoes of the social conventions, even though there's a lot of baloney, salami, baloney in those conventions, you know. So it's really important to find out who we are. Now, how do we do that? So what is it that touches you? So many people say, well, I take this job or that. And very often, if you sit still and let your stomach talk to you, your stomach will get queasy over the wrong job, won't it? Or somebody will say, I'm really, really happy in this job or this marriage or this whatever. And yet they're looking strained and they're looking held down and they're not really laughing and they're not expressing themselves. Expressing yourself is really crucial. So how do you find out what's really you? What touches you? What makes you feel... the truth of yourself? What makes you feel creative? What makes you feel like you could, for example, if you go and work hard and you're really doing something that you love, the kind of work that you love, you're probably not going to be tired when you finish the work. Have you ever worked a lot and felt exhausted every time you go to work? That means you're not doing the work that touches your heart and soul. The other thing I want to say is, and I'm sure all of you are meditating, the other thing I want to say is ask your higher guidance for a message. I bet you a lot of you know this, but if you ask your higher guidance for a message showing more of what it is you ought to be doing, you're going to get images, you're going to get dreams, you're going to get a sense of self, and you may not get a map, but you're going to get feelings in your body of something that just feels right, that you know you're on the right track. It's really amazing. I'm going to talk a little bit about, and our health. So many people, I know a number of people who live a life of resistance, for example. I'm listening to Aravinda, which was a repeat show that I played on Paradigm Shifters. He was saying that the thing that prevents enlightenment, more than anything actually, is resistance. And the resistance is just something that is a holding pattern, so that when you know what's going to make you, for example, rich and famous, and you want to, and we're also talking about becoming who you really are, you're going to be in resistance a lot so that you can steer your ship toward the rich and famous, but doesn't necessarily mean that you're in truth with who you are. But as he says, if you track the resistances inside of you, you're going to get tremendous clues about who you are. Just stay with the resistance, and really just stay with the resistance, and the resistance itself will start to fade. And then very much like we were talking about earlier, when you move the densities in your body energetically and you move those resistances, let them fade away, then it's really wonderful how the journey of our souls, our dharma, which has its own kind of vital energy, moves up through and makes itself clearer and clearer to you. Which means that when people really decide to become who they are, a lot of things in their lives will really disrupt. People move, people change jobs, people change partners, people change countries. It's really amazing. You don't have to do all that, but quite often, suddenly, when you look at the resistance and feel the resistance and then let the resistances fade, you don't hold yourself back anymore. I think that makes sense. Anyway, what we're going to do after this, for those of you who can stand to stay on the radio yet another hour, there's a wonderful show coming up, Jackie Salvitti on ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. She's talking this time with the team. I get to interview the team. It's great. And I join Jackie and have a blast on this show. But in any case, the team is talking this time about living into your dream. So when we're talking about the resistances, I'm going, yeah, it's going to be a wonderful show to follow this subject, because where we're resisting is very often where we've pre-decided or we've been taught how life should be. And then we sometimes are using the resistance to fight back or fight ourselves back and keep ourselves in check. That's just one of the ways of using it. But the way they're talking about it is whenever you're having, and I should have said this to Cynthia, maybe I did, whenever you're having a situation where you're trying to make decisions, we really have to back up and look at the dreams that we have for ourselves and for the world, and really visualize them and experience them and be with them. So tune in at 8 o'clock here on wonderful BBS Radio if you want to do more about dreams. And the team always releases so much energy. It's wonderful. It's a great show. All right, and next week, who do I have on Paradigm Shifters? I forget. Oh, I know. It's very, very exciting, actually. It's a woman who brings in the Reconnection Kids. Her name is Holly Hawkins. That's what it is. Holly Hawkins. Remember the Reconnection? We had Christine Upchurch not very long ago, a few weeks back, talking about the Reconnection, which is a book by Eric Pearl. And I'm very interested in how some of these energetic tools can be applied to children seeking their own power and so on. So I got hold of one of Christine's friends and fellow worker cohort, and she's teaching Reconnection Kids all over the place. So she's going to come on and talk to us about that. That's teaching kids, and she's got a class coming up in Seattle. She's from the from Los Angeles. She's got a class in Seattle for kids from 4 to 7, and then again from 8 to 13, I think, teaching kids to use energy to clear their own health problems and to keep themselves strong and protected. It's a wonderful thing, and I think they're going to have fun because they're going to use it like the Force. All right, and I'll be back with you at 7 o'clock next Thursday night doing Radiance by Design. Thank you so much for your calls, and I'll see you at the top of the hour, those of you who want to be in doing Explorations in Consciousness with Jackie and the team. Take a deep breath. Call in some light. Breathe it out to one another, and do it with love as well. And breathe love out to one another. Thank you for being in the Radiance by Design community. Oh, this is Veronica Antwistle saying if you'd like a session with me, email me, veronica@veronicaantwistle.com, or send me a suggestion for guests that you'd like to hear from. Good night.